bad, got it bad, all right. But I've got it worse for her and a bad reputation. Reputation.
From their debut album, Stands for Decibels, that's the DBs here on the Viva La Mach radio program with their song Bad Reputation. I was actually just reading a couple days ago how the DBs have a new release out. It's not new music, I don't believe. I think it's archival music, but it's put out on a little label that Jefferson Holt, the former manager of REM, has put together. And so that means the Mocher is going to have to go and search that one out and put it into his collection. And, of course, maybe play some songs off of it for you. Before the DBs, the Flower Pot Men, not the 60s Flower Pot Men. This was the Flower Pot Men that you found on the Ferris Bueller's Day Off soundtrack. The name of the track was Beat City. That 45 was originally given out as a promotional item because there was never a soundtrack for that movie, never an official soundtrack when it first came out. I think one came out later, but John Hughes always said it wasn't a cohesive tracking of songs to make it into a soundtrack, so he did not actually put one out with that movie. But a promotional 45 was given out to some select screenings of it, and that was from one of those promotional 45s. Martha and the Muffins with Echo Beach in that set as well. Mando Richard, who does an eclectic folk show called Whiskey Before Breakfast every Wednesday at 11, he suggested that for me. I said, yeah, we'll play it, and we started off the entire set from back, talk about archives, Wire Train and Chamber of Hellos here on Viva La Mach.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Check my math and follow along. 88.3 over 100 is not 0.883. We exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45, 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40, 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180, 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160, 20 by 2 is 40. And 10 is 50. Sum. 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89. Square root 88.3 WRCT. Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Check my math and follow along. 88.3 over 100 is not 0.883. We exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45. 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40. 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180. 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160. 20 by 2 is 40, and 10 is 50. Sum. 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89. Square root 88.3 WRCT.
Cool babies, strange mother.
are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Check my math and follow along. 88.3 over 100 is not 0.883. We exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45. 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40. 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180. 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160. 20 by 2 is 40, and 10 is 50. Sum 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89. Square root 88.3 WRCT. Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Check my math and follow along. 88.3 over 100 is not 0.883. We exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45. 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40. 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180. 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160. 20 by 2 is 40, and 10 is 50. Sum 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89. Square root 88.3 WRCT.
Cool babies, strange but not
are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Check my math and follow along. 88.3 over 100 is not 0.883. We exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45. 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40. 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180. 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160. 20 by 2 is 40, and 10 is 50. Sum 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89. Square root 88.3 WRCT.
Cool babies, strange bodies.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Check my math and follow along. 88.3 over 100 is not 0.883. We exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45. 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40. 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180. 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160. 20 by 2 is 40, and 10 is 50. Sum 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89. Square root 88.3 WRCT.
Cool babies, strange minds.
are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Check my math and follow along. 88.3 over 100 is not 0.883. We exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45. 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40. 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180. 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160. 20 by 2 is 40, and 10 is 50. Sum 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89. Square root 88.3 WRCT. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Check my math and follow along. 88.3 over 100 is not 0.883. We exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45. 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40. 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180. 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160. 20 by 2 is 40, and 10 is 50. Sum 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89. Square root 88.3 WRCT.
Cool babies, strange mind.
are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Check my math and follow along. 88.3 over 100 is not 0.883. We exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45. 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40. 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180. 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160. 20 by 2 is 40, and 10 is 50. Sum 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89. Square root 88.3 WRCT. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Check my math and follow along. 88.3 over 100 is not 0.883. We exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45. 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40. 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180. 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160. 20 by 2 is 40. And 10 is 50. Sum 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89, square root 88.3 WRCT.
Cool babies, strange minds.
are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Check my math and follow along. 88.3 over 100 is not 0.883. We exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45. 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40. 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180. 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160. 20 by 2 is 40, and 10 is 50. Sum 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89. Square root 88.3 WRCT.
Cool babies, strange but
listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Check my math and follow along. 88.3 over 100 is not 0.883. We exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45. 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40. 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180. 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160. 20 by 2 is 40, and 10 is 50. Sum 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89. Square root 88.3 WRCT.
Div Mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
I have a number of things I want to go over with you today, and the first one is a really strange reason to oppose helping homeless people. This is just bizarre. In the state of Tennessee, they've been debating a bill dealing with homelessness. And in the midst of the debate, Republican State Senator Frank Nicely stood up. He's from Strawberry Plains, Tennessee. And he said, hey, you know what? Being homeless isn't the end of the world. Hitler was able to do things and make something of himself even after being homeless for a little while. Now, he's not saying killing Jews is good, but why do you go to Hitler as an example of someone who entered the history books after being homeless? It's bizarre.
Speaker, I haven't given you all a history lesson in a while, and I want to give you a little history on homelessness.
Please.
1910, Hitler decided to live on the streets for a while. So for 2 years, Hitler lived on the streets and practiced his oratory and his body language and how to connect with his, and then went on to lead a life that got him in the history books. So a lot of these people, it's not a dead end. They can come out of these homeless camps and have a productive life, or in Hitler's case, a very unproductive life.
God, I get he's not saying, you know, it was delightful. Hitler was homeless, and then he came out and he was able to kill 6 million Jews. I get that he's not saying that, but why do you have to point to Hitler? And also, if Hitler chose to be homeless in order to practice his oratory skills and body language, most homeless people are not trying to build public speaking skills by being homeless. Mention, you know, the singer Jewel at one point was really living in her car. She really was. Horrible backstory to it. Or actor Jim Carrey once lived in his car on his sister's front lawn, although that's not even really being homeless in the sense that a lot of people are homeless. Or why Hitler? And it's this very strange, it's not an obsession, but it's like, why are they thinking of Hitler so much to make positive points? And here the point is, listen, it's not that bad to be in these homeless camps. People can end up in the history books, even after being homeless. Look at Hitler. These people are very strange, and I think that there's something extraordinarily wrong with them. I want to talk about the latest grift scam from the Republican Party. There's a very good article in Truthout about this. Trump and Republicans are raking in millions of dollars with these fascist fundraising emails. Now, many of you have written to me about these emails. Many in our audience, they don't even know how they ended up on the Republican email list and on Trump's email list. Truthout's report is it's mind-blowing. Trump remains the highest totaling fundraiser in the Republican Party. Experts say the fundraising emails fueling his political ambitions increasingly echo conspiracy theories and employ fascist rhetoric. That's true. I've seen them. Trump's fundraising emails helped generate $378 million in 2020, and there's $110 million in Trump's war chest as of a couple months ago. That's more than what's been reported by the RNC and DNC combined. The fundraising success suggests Trump's messaging resonates with many Republicans. Trump's deceptive fundraising emails are not just obnoxious. If you're a supporter, subscribe to Trump's email list, you're told sinister forces are destroying a nation that rightfully belongs to patriots like you. Only Trump can save America from humiliation. This is classic 20th century rhetoric. We don't have to say Hitler, because it's really more like Mussolini. It's